With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration has deepened its efforts beyond the blockade of Iran's ports. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Allowing its forces around the world to stop any ship tied to Iran or those suspected of carrying supplies that could help its government. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says the U.S. would be targeting vessels in other areas, like the Pacific, that had left before the blockade began earlier this week. The military also detailed a long list of goods it considers contraband, declaring that it will board, search, and seize them from merchant vessels, regardless of location. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A 10-day ceasefire agreed on by Lebanon and Israel has begun. Two neighboring countries holding their first direct diplomatic talks in decades Tuesday in Washington. The truce, if it holds, could boost attempts to extend the ceasefire currently between Iran, the United States, and Israel. Tragedy in Virginia. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Police say that Justin Fairfax, Virginia's former lieutenant governor and a rising star in the Democratic Party, before his career was derailed by sexual assault allegations, killed his wife before killing himself. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis says the couple was found dead at the Northern Virginia home in Annandale after their teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight Thursday. Fairfax and his wife, Dr. Serena Fairfax, were going through a divorce, and Fairfax was served recently with papers that indicated when he was next to appear in court. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump criticizing a federal judge's decision that continues to block above-ground construction of a $400 million White House ballroom. That decision allows only below-ground work on a bunker and other national security facilities. This is SRN News. Scripture will be heard in the nation's capital next week. More from Michael Harrington.
Beginning Sunday, every verse of the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. Among the readers will be members of President Trump's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. The event will be live streamed. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration firing four Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations come just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Biden administration brought several cases against them. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates have dropped for a second consecutive week. Here's Alex Vega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.3%. This is the second straight weekly drop. The modest pullback in rates echoes a decline in the long-term U.S. government bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Bond yields began to ease last week after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire. The volatility in mortgage rates since the start of the war has dampened the start of the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
Scary moments during some baseball games. Drone sightings during the Colorado Rockies' first homestand of the season against the Philadelphia Phillies sent law enforcement officers scrambling to track down the operators. No one was arrested. No one was hurt. Sightings were around Coors Field earlier this month. Drone pilots could face fines of $75,000. More details, SRNNews.com.